Phil, let's start with you first of all. Why is this a good time for soccer to be looking to expand in Central Florida?
I think to answer that, Matt, you've got to look at the expansion of soccer across the United States. It's been a great time for soccer. Really, in the last 10 years, Major League Soccer has done a fantastic job of promoting the game, and it's taken off really across the country. And you're seeing now that it's the third best attended professional sport in the country. The Southeast has really missed out on that, though, because we don't have a Major League Soccer team south of D.C. or east of Houston. So a great time to take advantage of that opportunity to bring the game here to Central Florida and to build on the supporter base we already have and, of course, the tremendous youth soccer base we have in this area.
When you say the South has missed out, I mean, wasn't there a time when Major League Soccer was looking to expand? I think there was a team in Tampa and one in Miami too. So what happened to those teams?
There was, Matt. You're right. And to answer that, you've got to go back and do a little bit of history, I think. Go back to the beginning of the MLS, which was right after the World Cup here in 1994. And the league was in a very different stage at that time. It was a very fledgling league. It was trying to establish itself. And there was a team here in Tampa and in Miami, as you say. I think they suffered because of the lack of success of the league at that point. The league since then has really turned itself around in the last 12 years or so. It's gone on to become the major powerhouse that it is today. Consequently, you know, unfortunately, those two teams dropped away at the wrong time. I think today is very much the right time for soccer, not only in Central Florida, but in the country as well.
I mean, isn't that always, though, a problem, or historically has been a problem with soccer in the United States, that it's hugely popular amongst kids playing soccer at school? I mean, there's obviously the cliche of the soccer mum delivering her kids to the soccer game, but then it doesn't seem to be able to make that jump to professional sports and getting that sort of following at the upper level.
Yeah, I think that's very much been a case in the past. And today is a very, very different time for the game. If you look at all the factors that are supporting that, you know, first of all, it's the number one sport in the country, certainly from a playing standpoint. As we've already said, the number three sport from a professional attendance standpoint. The MLS is now averaging over 19,000 per game across the country. And in areas like, you know, Seattle and Portland, the game has taken off even beyond those numbers. So it's a very different time for the sport in the country today. And that's supported by the fact, you know, you've got in children age, so we say young adults age 12 to 24, it's the number two sport. This is professional soccer now, not youth soccer. The number two sport in the country. Amongst the Hispanic community in that same age group, 12 to 24, it's the number one sport. So I think we've turned a big corner with the sport in this country, and it's very much here to stay.
Mayor Dyer, I want to bring you on the conversation. Let me ask you, I mean, Phil Rawlins mentioned just now that soccer is number three in terms of viewership. It's behind, I think, NFL and Major League Baseball. Why not look to expanding some of those franchises rather than something like soccer in Central Florida?
Well, I think soccer is a sport of the future. We have a very diverse population, and my guess is if we polled them as to what sport they would like to see, probably NFL might be number one, but there's no possibility with Jacksonville and Tampa and Miami all having NFL franchises that we would be able to compete in that arena. But I would guess that soccer would come in a very close number two. And the Sentinel has done a couple of polls, and of course they're not scientific, but asking whether we should pursue Major League Soccer. And then the second question is, should we use taxpayer dollars to build a stadium? And both of those were overwhelmingly yes in the 90 percentile range.